You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
Word is Unix. Spelled U as in Utah Raptor, N as in Nanotyrannus, I as in Iguanodon, and X as in Xenoceratops. Definition: a family of multitasking, multi-user computer operating systems that derived from the original Unix system built by Ken Thompson and Dennis Ritchie in the 1960s. Example sentence. From the 1993 Jurassic Park movie, Lex, played by Ariana Richards, has to reboot the dinosaur park's computer systems in order to lock the doors and prevent the velociraptors from eating everybody.
It's a Unix system. All the files of the whole park. It tells you everything.
Origin and context. According to Dennis Ritchie, also known for creating the C programming language, the Unix origin story begins with the failure of a predecessor operating system called Multics that had the right goals but didn't perform well. One of the key characteristics of the new Unix system was its use of plain text files for storing data, traversing the file system, and inter-process communications. By the 1980s and 1990s, commercial licenses for different versions of Unix were expensive and predictably became legally entangled. In 1983, one of the Internet's founders, Richard Stallman, working with the Free Software Foundation, or FSF, announced the GNU project to build an open-source version of Unix that anyone could use. Volunteer coders began writing the supporting programs that a complete operating system would need, but they didn't start working on the kernel yet. A kernel is the first program the bootloader runs at startup because it handles the low-level interface tasks between the user and the hardware components of the system. At the end of 1991, Linus Torvalds publicly reversed version .02 of a basic kernel for a flavor of Unix called Minix. By version .12, though, Torvalds joined the GNU project with its famous copyleft general public license. The combination of the GNU project with the Linux kernel is generally known today as the Linux operating system, and it's become a dominant force in server deployments around the world, both in data centers and in cloud deployments. Nerd reference. GNU, pronounced GNU, stands for GNU's Not Unix. It is a recursive acronym joke created by Richard Stallman that I leave as an exercise for the computer science nerds out there to unpack and understand. For the muggle non-computer scientists listening, be warned. Recursion will blow your mind. There be dragons down that path. We'll be right back.
The IT world used to be simpler. You only had to secure and manage environments that you controlled. Then came new technologies and new ways to work. Now, employees, apps, and networks are everywhere. This means poor visibility, security gaps, and added risk. That's why Cloudflare created the first-ever connectivity cloud. Visit cloudflare.com to protect your business everywhere you do business.